Now, on an entirely different note, wedding season is, of course, upon us, July and August being two of the busiest months for weddings. So with that in mind, we've asked designer Helen Steele and personal shopper and image consultant Mary Holmes to join us and share their advice on what to wear to a summer wedding. You're both very welcome, guys. So, Helen, what are the trends for summer wedding fashion this year?
They're mixed. I don't really like to follow trends. I think it's I think it's pointless. I think you should dress for what your shape and for the occasion.
So style instead of fashion.
And what suits you? What makes you feel comfortable and happy? And also from an ecological point of view, I think you should dress sustainably as well. But with saying that, there are trends,
so we can't avoid them. Let's talk about the trends.
So the trends are the beautiful kind of long, floaty floral print dresses. There's also more intricate kind of William Morris type prints as well in dresses. And what is an unfortunate trend? I think people will disagree with me, but are jumpsuits. And I think
jumpsuits are still around, are they? They've been doing the rounds for the last year or two.
They have, yeah. I think they're kind of, they've reached the end.
Okay, we're past peak jumpsuit.
Oh God, yeah. I think the really cool kind of boiler suits were awesome, but the camel toe inducing jumpsuits that are around at the moment, I think, are just an unfortunate trend to be avoided.
Mary, where do you stand on jumpsuits?
Well, I'm actually wearing one, Brendan, believe it or not, and not a camel toe in sight.
Yeah, but yours is nice.
No, and it's not, and it's very far from being a boiler suit as
well. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, I think I agree with Helen in that a lot of people can't wear them, they just can't get away with it, but I would see it definitely as an option for a lot of women.
I don't want to be indelicate here. Are they practical for a wedding?
Yeah,
if
well,
you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I know what you're saying. Well, as long as you can reach the zip with your own arm, I think that's probably the yardstick to judge it by. But I do think in my experience, I've helped people buy people of different shapes and sizes buy jumpsuits, and there's one for everyone.
Okay, but it's funny, you touch on the thing there that what people wear, like when you're talking about like the long, floaty, floral prints, Helen, that would not have been wedding gear that we would have been talking about 5 years ago or whatever. The weddings are changing, and I guess people's needs around weddings are changing then, aren't they?
I think so. I think certainly the one huge trend in the fashion industry that I embrace wholeheartedly is individualism. And that, you dress with your own sense of style for yourself. And I think that's coming through in lifestyle as well. People are trying to be their authentic self. So that means that weddings, the dressing isn't as formal. Say if they say it's black tie, you're not going to wear, what you would wear, say, to a ball, to a wedding. And a lot of people are being more conscious of what they buy and who they buy. An awful lot of people are buying, say, Irish designers, and they're buying, again, more eco-conscious, so they might wear the same thing, a couple of times. And a lot of people, if they have a dress that they really like, it's going to get loads of outings.
Yeah, but
I think that's true.
Is there not a big cultural block on that Irish women will not be willing
to be seen again
in the same thing they've worn to a wedding once?
That is a factor, but I found with helping women who are going to different weddings with different groups, they'll wear the same dress. It's no problem at all with that. If it's the same family group going to be at all the different weddings, well, then that's usually a problem.
And Mary, do you think as well that the kind of uniform around the Irish wedding is lightening up a bit? Mother of the bride wore, a certain kind of uniform and everybody
I
had
agree,
their place
yeah.
and it all. That's changing.
Well, I find mothers of the brides coming to me saying they don't want the traditional coat, dress and hat. They want something a bit different, and I've helped them buy maybe a like a dramatic dress that's possibly in line with the colour scheme of the wedding, so it could be from the same palette, you know, and I think it's important as well. I've always said to mothers of the brides that I've worked with, check with the mother of the groom, what's she wearing? You know, you don't want to clash, you don't want to end up in something too similar. What colour are the bridesmaids? That kind of thing. And I find that, yeah, in general, like Helen said, weddings are becoming a bit more casual, and also an awful lot of people are getting married abroad. So in that case, when someone comes to me, they might need several outfits for several days. There could be a barbecue the day before, or, you know, is the wedding going to be on the beach? In that case, maybe something long and floaty and a pair of sandals would be more comfortable than your stiletto and, you know, midi dress.
And in terms of that next day, because even if the wedding is at home now, there's often barbecue and stuff the next day. How dressy is the second day generally?
I think reasonably casual. I would say not jeans, but, you know, people would wear, you know, a nice pair of culottes or a floral midi dress or something smart casual, but it's not at the same level as the wedding.
Can I ask about colours? What colours are in this year? Yes, I said that. What colours are in this year for weddings? I do. Listen, I know way too much about all this kind of stuff. Trust me. So go on.
Shoot. Well, I would say what I'm seeing in the high street a lot is a lot of orange and yellows and a lot of bright florals, like bold florals, pinks and yellows and those kind of colours.
Yeah. Do they suit Irish people, Mary?
Yes, I think Irish women aren't afraid of colour. The Pantone colour of the year is, I think it's called Live Coral or something like that. So that's what you're seeing on the high street.
In the summer with a deeper skin tone, I think it suits.
I think blue is, I think if you're a shy person, blue is a great colour for aiding with communication. So, and it suits an awful lot of Irish women, Irish colour as well. Your colouring, your pale colouring. Pastels are always safe and kinder on older skin as well.
Are they though? Because I think pale, older Irish skin pastels don't really...
Well, I think there's a certain colouring that pastels work for.
Don't insult half the women in Ireland who wear pastels. But
I think in my experience, women with soft colouring, like as in they don't have a strong contrast between hair, eyes and skin, I think pastels look better on that type of colouring. And it's called soft, so it'd be like a summer kind of palette rather than a bright spring palette. So it depends. And it's also, in my experience, it's what you wear close to your face that's important colour-wise. The rest doesn't really matter too much.
Okay. And speaking of close to your face, where are we at with hats and fascinators now?
Fascinators are gross. Hideous. They make people look like a toilet brush. God, no. No, can't do that.
Okay. And are they gone out for weddings largely?
I think there's a move towards hair bands with decorations on them, which you find in any department store.
Yeah, and there's some Irish designers like Ashton Kavanagh and Joanne Hines that do some really nicely embellished hair bands. And again, that's a bit of colour near your face. Yeah. And again, jewellery can do that too as well. It's just a little pop of colour can really just add to... you know, to brighten up around the face.
Now, in terms of, like, obviously there can be a heat wave or a thunderstorm at an Irish wedding. And as in today, you can get both of them in the same day. Mm-hmm. Do we have to try and wear a weather-neutral kind of outfit, or do we bring two outfits, or how do people work?
Well, what I've seen, Brendan, is a lot of people are doing weddings in one venue, so you're not going from church to hotel. So, you know, with the... for example, you could have your ceremony in the hotel, like in a different room, and then you move to another room for the reception. So in that case, there's not always a need for the guests to go outdoors. So if it's raining, you don't necessarily need like something waterproof or anything like that. But I think, I mean, there are little bits of accessories like capes and boleros and pashminas, and you can layer up if you want to, if you're moving from, you know, one venue to another.
Okay, Helen.
Or a nice blazer. Blazers are like a really, I think, a really nice tailored blazer that you can just throw over your shoulders.
You can stick it over anything.
Yeah, you know, and you get multiple wears out of.
And of course, that's something you can wear in day-to-day life.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yeah.
Do people now, when they buy for a wedding, are they looking for something that they can also wear like in normal life afterwards?
I think people are just buying more consciously.
And, yeah, definitely.
And I think that's always a factor. But what scares me is people buying for, you know, multiple dresses so as they don't look the same as other people, you know, in the same groups. I think that's definitely a Celtic Tiger thing. I'm
so
not
you
sure
bring two dresses with you
some
in case you
do
need to go and change.
Yeah,
actually, it was a wedding. A friend of mine was at the one of, she was dressed the same as the mother of the bride. So she had to go home and change. And she was lucky because she was at a wedding abroad. So she did have another dress with her because she wouldn't have thought if she was just going to a wedding in Ireland to bring another dress.
Well, not to mention brand names. Was it Coast?
Probably. I have seen wedding invitations that say no Coast or Karen Millen on them.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah. Would that be because the bridesmaids maybe are
it
wearing
could
it?
It be either the bridesmaids or the risk of duplication, somebody else wearing the same dress and embarrassment.
Or the risk of fashion police maybe.
Maybe. That's different. That's a different topic.
Now, the other thing that we wanted to ask about was dress disasters. Apart from turning up in the same dress as someone else, what if you burst a stitch or or any of that kind of thing? Do you actually have to bring a sewing kit with you, really?
I know this sounds anal, but I always have, like, you know, those tiny travel sewing kits.
That you stole from the hotel.
That you stole from
the hotel. Yeah, and they're great. Or even, I always, always have a couple of safety pins in my bag. They're just so handy. For men and women.
Yeah. Now, we touched on accessories there. So in terms of accessories, do we keep it minimalist or is a wedding an excuse to kind of go large on the accessories?
I would say, just to go back to what Helen said, be yourself, you know, individualism. Yeah. If you're someone who wears a lot of accessories, you know, knock yourself out. Personally, I prefer less is more, but that's just my own style.
Okay. And I suppose if you are going with loud, Joanne Hines neck piece around your neck, maybe don't then have a create big yellow bag and everything.
Absolutely, and I'm kind of not a fan of matching bag and shoes anyway. I like a bit more of a statement.
Yeah.
And shoes, any advice on shoes?
Well, comfort is really important. Also, what surface are you going to be on? Are you going to be on sand or grass or, you know, is it all concrete or is it in tiles in a hotel? Personally, I would always bring a pair of flats with me if I was going to a wedding for the evening because at the end of the night when everyone's up on the dance floor, mostly the women are in bare feet anyway.
Yeah, or trainers.
Sneaky
pair of trainers.
And is nude still the big trend?
You can kind of, you can't go wrong with nude, but, and you can again reuse for something else.
And they elongate the leg as well. Yeah. So,
and they go with everything. So.
They do. For the summer, definitely. Yeah, it's good.
Helen, for some examples from celebrities, you particularly liked some of the style at Harry and Meghan's wedding.
I did, yeah. I thought it was kind of pared back. That kind of conservative, modest dressing is definitely not my bag, but I think it was really elegant and it kind of suited the occasion. I thought the kind of more, some, I know it's kind of blow out kind of financially, but like the Vampire's Wife kind of clothing, and certainly there's a move toward modest dressing as well. And again, I think it's what suits the occasion and suits the individual person. But yeah, I thought there was a lot of different elegant pieces worn at the wedding.
Now, traditionally, when we talked about outfits for weddings in this country, it was people in their 20s and 30s and that kind of thing. I guess that's kind of changed now a bit, hasn't it? There are people are getting married older, more second time rounders and all that. Any particular tips, Mary, for the older cohort? And then obviously the parents and friends of parents and all that.
Well, I found some older second-time round brides have come to me looking for two outfits instead of one because they might be doing a registry office the day before or the morning of and they might want to change. So certainly the second time round, it doesn't seem to be the big white wedding. Yeah. So, but it is something obviously unique and dramatic and beautiful that they're, the brides are looking for. My legal marriage was in the registry office and myself and my husband said we wanted to make the day very low-key. So we went in jeans and T-shirts and then we did the whole blessing then 2 days later.
The woman who wouldn't have jeans at the barbecue the next day if you got married in a pair of jeans.
Well, it was me and my husband and two witnesses and nobody else.
Was there not a Lily Allen dress?
Oh, yes. That was a beautiful dress that I had once. It was for a big birthday. I'm not going to tell you the number, but I bought this beautiful Lily Allen dress and I really wanted to wear it again to my stepson's wedding, but my husband said, you can't. And I said, why not? And he said, because you're already in photographs with the kids with that dress on. do you want to be in photographs with that dress on with the wedding party? The same to kids, you know.
Your husband is either a very, very enlightened man or
well, I'll give him that.
Or not. Yeah. Okay. Helen, a few people have texted in to say that, what did you mean when you said that blue aids with communication? I think people are fascinated by that because we all are under fierce pressure to communicate with all kinds of people
Absolutely.
We've never met before at weddings. So how does blue open it up?
A lot of my prints are chosen from a colour theory and therapy point of view. So blue is a great colour that aids communication. If you look at it, a lot of salesmen will wear like a navy or blue tie, and that aids in communication. It's a colour that also helps kind of open, kind of break down your kind of restrictive barriers when you feel uncomfortable. It's calming, but it also definitely aids with communication.
Okay, so I would say if there's one thing we've learned today, it's ladies, ditch the pastels and everyone should wear blue to weddings and we'll all be getting on grand. Mary, can I ask you before we finish up, what's the one thing, the people who come to you for help, what is the biggest single dilemma or problem that Irish people have in terms of weddings?
In terms of weddings, I suppose where to shop, where to go. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Coast and Caramillan would be very safe, but there are lots of other places you can buy clothes are suitable for weddings. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a boutique. It can be somewhere like Phase 8 in Arnott's, or it could be, there's a lot of Irish designers in Arnott's as well.
We should say that there are great boutiques all over the country,
fabulous.
And they know their customers really well.
Yes.
And they
don't really need me to help them.
Yeah.
They can just go to a boutique and
the
owner will help them.
Yeah. Fantastic women who know them and spend the time with them and everything, getting the right thing for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can, Helen and Mary, thank you very much. And you can find out more about Helen Steele's designs at helensteele.com. And she also, of course, has a sportswear collection with Dunn Stores. And you can find out about Mary's personal shopping service at ruby7.ie. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Brendan. And we'll take a break.